Weiter in Shas. We are on Daf Yud Aleph, picking it up the brand new Mishnah about 10 lines down. Continue on things that we're allowed to do on Chol HaMoed, but not to be done in an expert way. Zok the Mishnah. Osen Maka Legag Ulumir Peset Maisa Hedyut. You're allowed to go out and make a gag. A Maka is a fence. There's a pasuk in the Teda. They have to go out and make sure they have a fence in a place where it's going to be dangerous. So let me give you if your gag, for your roof, or your merpeset, your, I don't know how to say the word, a merpeset. If you know it, that's great. If not, then, I don't know, help me out. Go out to the porch, that type of thing. Maisa hedyot, you're allowed to do it in a way which is not an expert. Avalo maisa uman, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. You can't do it like an expert way. Shofen es hasdokin, you're allowed to go and you're allowed to smooth out the cracks that are found in the tanur in your oven. Umagilin or samba magila, you're allowed to do it in something which is a circular, like a piece of wood that you roll the stuff on and go back and forth with the piece of wood. Rashi says, shagolin al karkosa tanur, is gadol agul, because he lists them as talking about to close off all the cracks. Biyad uveregel, you're allowed to do it with your hand or with your foot, avaloba machalatzaim, but you're not allowed to do it with a machalatzaim. What that means is a machalatzaim was a type of shoe that was made out of wood that they would use in order to go and step on it and to make the cracks all sealed up, and that is a maisa uman. Hatsir vatsina vakor v'manavam mevtiach. These are different parts of a door. Tsir is what we would call now would be like the Hashem, I can't think. The hinge, but they had these things were on the top and the bottom, so it was like this little piece that stuck out from the top and the bottom. It went into what's called a tsinor, which is the area that it goes into, and the kor is a beam on the top of the mantle. I think it's called a mantle. Maybe that's a thing that you just put your stuff on by the fireplace. Anyway, the mashkof, the doorpost, the top piece. Avamanu is a lock of tech and the key. Shanishbu, if any of these break, you're allowed to go ahead and mesakin mamoid. You can fix them on cholamoid. Uvad shalui skavin lasus mnachta mamoid. As long as you don't have kavana to do this on cholamoid, you can't say, I'll wait till cholamoid to do this. Next. V'chol kvashim. Now we're going to talk about pickling. There's a different type of making food. They would pickle the food. So v'chol kvashim shiyocha lechem hem b'moed. Any type of pickled food that you're able to eat on the moed, like things that are easily to be done, like fish or something like that, does very quickly. You get in the moed, then kovshin, you're allowed to go and do that on cholamoid. So look at the Heilige Gemara. Hey, chit lami maisa hedyot. When we said a maisa hedyot, you're making the fence, the mica for your roof or for your merpeset. How do you do it? Rav Yosef Amar. Behutza bedafna. You do it with a hutza and a dafna. A hutza is Rashi says, palm trees. It was like the branches from a palm tree. And dafna is another type of branch. So you do is you lift those up vertically, and then they would weave around it the palm branches. But Masisa Tanim looked at a bray said, "Sorry, but sorry, v'du tach betit." You're allowed to go and you're allowed to put rocks over there. We saw this earlier, but you're not allowed to go and tach betit. You can't put cement on it in order to lock it up. Next, Shafanes says, "Tach magilin some magila." You're allowed to go ahead and smear onto the cracks a magilin or some magila and use that circular log in order to push it down. Says the Gemara, "Hush the magila, Marchari." If you said you're allowed to even use some sort of instrument to go and do it, it's a mutter. Beyond the regular boy, do you have to then tell me that I have to do biyad v'regel? Rashi says magila is derech umnes yoser. It's much more of an umnes since biyad v'regel. The lab ma'isa umenu lo kol shagin. Of course, I could do one. I could do the other. Says Gemara, you got it wrong. Hachi gamar. You're not allowed to do it with the magila. You're only allowed to do it with your hands and with your feet. So it says like this. Hachi gamar. Shafanes has stuck in a magila and a sun. Ain magila biyad v'regel. You're allowed to go and close it off in magila and a sun like a magila with your hand and with your foot. Avaloba machalatzaim benachalatzaim. So you're not allowed to use even the magila. Thing. You're not even allowed to use this type of wood that goes ahead in a circular thing that pushes it down, the log, so to speak, to do it. You can only do it with your hands or with your feet. Next, we said, what does it say? Masaknin b'moed. You're going to finish it on moed uraminhi. But we have a contradiction, right? Because we know, we have a Mishnah that says, ad yomav hayapatish maka b'yushalayim. Until his days, there was hammer heard in Yerushalayim. Rashi says it's talking about Shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It was a patish makab Yerushalayim b'chol shemoid. You can do that and take a hammer and smash it down on chol shemoid. Who goes there love a bottle of behemoth gezer and he was mevatel it. Alma, what do we learn from there? The aser masnisa kathani masakrim mimam mafteach. You're allowed to go and use like different instruments, obviously, to go and fix these things. But we know that there was a gezer enacted by Yochanan Kohen Gadol. It says you're not allowed to do it. Ad yom of in mikan ve'elachlo. Until his days, but from then on, not. The Gemara is going to answer a few different answers. Let's get clear on the question. Number one, it seems to be the Mishnah is saying over here that you're allowed to go ahead and fix certain things, even though you're going to clearly be using certain instruments in order to be able to do that, that are going to make noise and all that. But we have another Mishnah which seems to be saying that until Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol, that's you're allowed to, but from then on you weren't allowed, which means it's not okay. Says the Gemara, lo kasha. Kan b'din nafchi, kan b'din nagri. When it says Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol is talking about a blacksmith hammer, which makes a lot of noise, and therefore, the Pata Shani Kurnas Rashi says, Usr, the Havi Kalaraba, Volidu Kala Usr, makes a lot of noise, and that's going to be Usr. But Kan Bidanagri, I was talking about a carpenter, and when the carpenter goes and does it, it's very quiet. The Rashi says, But Binal Shal Eitz Shari, the Lavi Kalaraba, it's not a big sound, and therefore it's made out of wood, it's fine. Maskal of Rav Chisse comes and he asks, Yomru Kalaraba Usr Kalazutr Shari, what you want to say? That the people are going to say, like, okay, so it depends on the amount of the sound. If it's big, it's no good. If it's smaller, it's going to be good. Elam Rav Chisse Lokashi, he gives a different answer. He says, not a kashe. Ha b'magle, ha b'chatsine. One's talking about with a saw, and one is talking about with an axe. With a saw, you're allowed to do something. Why? Because Rashi says, Agadol, Magle, Moser Agadol is a big saw. Shari, Delomali Kalaklum, no sound comes out of it. It's very quiet. Haba Chatzini, the other one's talking about an axe, Rashi says, and that it's going to be us to do such a thing. Why? Havili the Kalat Fe gives more sound. And that's a problem. Rav Papa Amar, another answer. Kan kodim gezerah, kan lach gezerah. Very pashut. Like our Mishnah is talking about before the gezerah is put into play, and then the Mishnah is the other one is after it's put into play. Then it becomes aser. Another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, ha Rabbi Yehuda and ha Rabbi Yossi. The whole shtick of Yochanan Kohen Gadol is going in the world of Rabbi Yehuda because he says that when you do a type of malacha that's going to fix a Dover Ha'aved, this Rashi points out, this is going to be on Dafyad Beis, the Kaman Rabbi Yossi, Lo Boy Lishnuye Ledover Ha'aved. When it comes to a Dover Ha'aved, there's going to be something, you're going to incur some sort of loss if you don't do it, according to Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And that is what we see, Rabbi Yossi, Lo Boy Lishnuye Ledover Ha'aved, Umasnisan Deshari Hacha Kol Hani Belushina Rabbi Yossi. He says you don't have to make any change, any sort of shinoi, any sort of unusual way of doing it when it comes to a davar avid, some sort of loss. Now, our Mishnah says it's mutter, hacha kohani below shinoi Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbi Yossi who's going on such a thing. So what it says, what is it about Rabbi Yehuda is the world of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, and our Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi who argues and says it's not a problem. Tamar of Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, as he says, Man Tana Shinoi B'Moed B'Dvar Ha'Aved. Who's the one who says that you have to make a Shinoi with the Dvar Ha'Aved? The look Rabbi Yossi, it's not like Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Amar Avina. Avina said, "Keman Madlina Neidna Kavusa the Dasha Bechol Demoid." Who is it that? Who are we going like now that we say that you're allowed to go and fix the door frame if it falls from the top? You're allowed to nail it back in a very normal way, just regular. Keman Rabbi Yossi goes like Rabbi Yossi, and our Mishnah seems to be in the world of Rabbi Yossi. And that other one is talking about the words of Rabbi Yehuda, that's of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Kvashim shu yachal echel b'moed. We said that the salt, the things that are going to be pickled that are able to be eaten on the moed itself, you're allowed to go and do it. Kovshin, you can do kvish on it. So that's going to be a story time. B'disa levoi kvari. This is a b'disa, is a type of river. And at a place called Levi, they got out all the water in order to have, to make fish, to get fish. Rashi comes along and says, "Agzuk Shem Nahar." This is the river. Hachi Asu Derech LeNahar SheYatsa Bimo VeNishtari Sham Dagam Harbe. They cleared all the water and a lot of fish were left over there. Also Kuli Amot Sorry Sukfar. So everyone went to the code to get fish. They wanted to chaparain, as we say, to grab up all this delicious fish. Sharlu Rava LeMimlach Minaya Rava allowed them to go ahead and to put them into salt, right? The things that they're not going to be using, you let them go. Rashi says, a lot of it, Alpha Pisha in Yecholon, the Ochlon, but Moed, they're not going to be able to eat on Moed, Sharei Hayu Meluchin Arbe, because there was too much going on over there. Oh, and it was very, very salty. You're trying to save it. You put someone's salt on it, it's going to end up, you know, saving it. Clearly, you're not going to use it for the yomtiv. Amalei Abaye says, oh, Yvotanai, we looked at our Mishnah. Kavashim shu yachal lechel mehem b'moed koshen. Only if you're able to eat it during the moed, you could do such a thing. But if not, then not. So he says, Amalei says back, Kevin the Meikar, that did achila, he's in a sense. They originally did it in order to eat them. That's not a problem. They really brought it because they wanted to go and to eat it. Vishavak lup seda. And if they would go and they leave it, that they wouldn't salt it to like preserve it, they would end up having some sort of loss. That's kikmatia of a dami vishari. It's like business that you're going to lose out from, therefore it's going to be mutter. Some people say the whole thing differently. Rava allowed them to go grab the fish, to bring them home, and then to salt them. Wow, pretty amazing. He says only if you're able to go and have it, then you go and use it. That's the only time. You can't do it if it's going to be used after Chol HaMoed. Amalei says, Hani nami misachel gavitsa. These two can get to a stage where you're going to go ahead and you can eat it. You're able to eat it out of Chol HaMoed through the lush. Itzta means you press it or you squeeze it. Ki ha de Shmuel, Shmuel, avdilei shitin itzti v'achel. He squeezed it out 60 times and then he went ahead and he ate it. It does have the possibility of eating then, so it's fine. Rav ikli libi reish galusa. Rav went to visit reish galusa. Avali shitin itziv achel. So they did this idea where they went ahead and they did the 60 shtiklach, and he ended up eating it. Rav ikli libi Rav Shapir. He came to Rav Shapir and Isa lekamea who kvar. They gave him this fish. Tilsa bishula, tilsa milcha, but tilsa tavia. A third of it was boiled, a third of it was salted, and a third of it was broiled. And Rashi points out that tilsa milcha, the third of it that was salted, agav itzisa, for going out and squeezing out all that stuff and drying it out, that was able to be eaten. Amarav, that's just a nice fishing advice. Amarav, Amarli Ada Saida, Ada the Saida, he was the one who would catch fish, the fisherman. He would say, Kavra Samuchl Misrche Maile, the best fish is when it's about to be nasty, like not when it's fresh. Rashi says, Klomer Yafu La'acher Zman Shenito Yoser Mirai Shaita Dinitsa, it's better than when you just catch it that second. Amarav Tsa Amvi Amarav, Amarli Ada Saida, Ada Saida says, Kvar Tavya Bachua. Fish that broiled with its, what's it? Be'achu means with its brother. Ash is be'melach. Sha'amelach niver min amayim kedagim, because salt came from the sea like the fish does. Therefore, that's the best way to go and have it. Asuke ba'avua, and then go ahead and put it and burn it, heat it up with its father. What does that mean? It means la'achar shetzolu nosim be'mayim tzonin. After you go out and you roast it, put it in cold water. Mechli bivrei, eat it with its son. What does that mean with its son? That means Rashi says matilin aso betzira yotzei min hadagim ochem aso. Dip it in the juice that comes out of it. Ishti alei avua and drink after it. It's tate. What does it mean? The father. That means sheshosan alav mayim shadagim nivru min mayim, because they would come from the water. So what it says is, if you take fish, broil it in the brother, which is a salt, and then put it in the father, which is water, and then eat it with the son, which is its own sear, its own juice, and then drink afterwards its tate, which means the water. Next, Vamir Rav says, Amir li'ad tzayda, kavra tachli v'chalba, when a person goes out and they eat fish, or cress, which is a type of plant, or milk, liton gufa, he should let his body take it, meaning he should go out and make sure you don't go to sleep right away. Rather, go for a walk. You walk a lot before you go to sleep. And don't let your bread take the hit of it. In other words, don't go to sleep immediately after having these things. The last statement over here, Rav says, I'm really out of sight. The kavra tachla v'chalba. When a person eats fish, cress, and milk, then maya velo shichra. It's better to have after that, have water better than having beer. Shichra v'lo chamra, and it's better if the next stage after that is to have beer and not have wine. So if you don't have any water, so then at least have beer. If you don't have any beer, then yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Hadrun alach mashkin beis hashlochen. You know what I mean? It's beis of an aleph. Mashkin beis hashlochen bein b'moed bein b'shvias. Okay, we're Yotze. And let's move on now to the next perek, second perek. In b'seches moed katan. Beep, turn the page. Yud aleph amud beis. Zok the brand new perek, perek beis, otherwise known as Perek Shaini, Misha Hafach, second Perek and Meseches Moed Katan. Here we go. Now, let me just give you a little overview of what's about to happen now. We're talking about olive oil. What they used to do is they would take the olives, and before they did anything, they wanted to get the oil out of them. So what they did is they put them in this container, and they would leave it there till they became soft. And then they would flip them over on the olive press, get ready to go ahead and crush it. Then they would take a beam and they put on it and they squeeze it down to have all the stuff come down. The few different times that they would do it. Now, if you would turn them over and you wouldn't do it right away, then they would get ruined. And that's why to make sure to be snappy with it. Zok the Mishnah, what happens if you can't do it? Mishafa chazesa, someone goes and they flips over the zesim, and therefore they put on the bad, the lahotzim hem shem, and the base bad, they put on the wine, on the olive press to do that. The year Avil, and they become an Avil. And Rashi points out, we're talking about the rest of the year. This isn't talking about Chol HaMoed over here. But what happens is, they do it the rest of the year. Shelo samach l'regel, Rashi says, v'einu yachol litna magab beis abad, fisha Avil asa b'siz melacha. An Avil is not allowed to do melacha. That's since the Rabbanon, we're going to see. But what happens if this ends up happening? Oh, now we switch to another case. We don't answer what ends up happening, but what do you do in such a case? Oh, Ones, let's say this is a different case, meaning Rashi says, someone flipped it over before the regel, Vira Ones, and some Ones happened, and he wasn't able to go ahead and put them on the press, and then the regel came in. What do they do? Oh, Shehitu Polim, or their workers tricked them. They said they're going to come, and they're going to do the work for you, and then they end up not coming. Toin Kur Rishona, you let it go and put the first beam and light on it, meaning to say you can put it on the press, on the regel. You stick the large beam, you pull it over, and you lie it down on the olives, and then it pushes it, brisses out slowly all the olive oil. And it does schita on them, and that first one is really, really helpful. And if you don't do it, it's going to be a major loss. You leave it till after the moed. Rashi says, leave it there till afterwards. Rabbi Yosef says, Zole v'gomer v'gav k'darko. He says, no, you can do everything like a ragil, meaning, Klomar says, no snow gabi b'sabad. Put it on the press, v'soch it a kol, and squeeze everything out. Okay, so anything that flows is called zilof. So that's what he says to do, Viter. Zok the Gemara. Now, it's strange, because we started about Avelis, and then we kind of left it and didn't say what the din is. Pasul ba'avel, b'siim b'moed, and we ended up by talking about moed. Right, so what's going on? What exactly is going to be the halacha when it comes to Avelis? So we have two different answers. Rav Shisha says that's going to be aser, and Rav Ashi is going to say that it's mutter. Amar Rav Shisha b'reid Rav Idi, Zosomer, says, tells you, Dvar mutar b'moed, aser b'mei avla, anything which is good for the moed is going to be aser during his days of Avelis. Rashi says, klamer l'hachil aperis to aser lo liton, afilu kor b'shonu b'mei avla, didn't even say it, because for sure it's going to be aser even to do that process. Rav Ashi Amar says, no, lo mi b'yi kamer, it's a lo mi b'yi, like I don't even need to say that one. Lo mi b'yi b'mei avla, I don't have to talk about it in the day of Avelis, imidur abanan, v'shari. Because Avelis, this is the Durabanan to get in. Rashi says, Ain Aser b'malacha elam Durabanan, d'shari litan kor rishona. Therefore, it's mutter to do such a thing. D'Durabanan v'shari hu, d'Durabanan hu v'shari. El afil b'moid, even on moid, the Iser malacha midaraisa, the Iser malacha, the Inyan malacha is midaraisa. Rashi says, El afil b'chalo shamoid, d'asira b'malacha midaraisa. We have a pasuk that brings it out. That itself is going to be the Iser malacha midaraisa, and b'mkom pseida sharabanan, in the case where there's going to be a loss, to go out and put that first beam on it, therefore they allowed you to do such a thing, and therefore it says that you're allowed to go and do it. Zok the Gemara, Tani Kav Sidra Rav Shisha b'Rav Rav Idi, we have a brayso which supports Rav Idi, Rav Shisha, I don't know why I said that, Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Idi, who says that it's going to be usher to do such a thing. Elu Dvar Ma'osim La'avel Me'avel, these are things that you do for an Avel during the time of his Avela. So Rashi says, Osim La'avel Acherim, Avelu Atzma Yino Roshai, he himself is not mutter to do. What's that? Zesav Afuchin, Toinlo, if his zesim, if his olives are flipped over, so toinlo, you put the beam on it. Rashi says, no, so no, so it'll be so bad. But toinlo korishono, you put it on the press, in the olive press, and you put that first beam on it. Aval hu atzmein ose, he doesn't do it. Haini krev chisha, damer, devar mu mutar mechol shamoid, asur me over, also to do other things. So we see it pretty straight up. Vikado laguf, if he needs to go ahead and to cover up his kad, his pitcher. Oh, pishtan al halos min emisha, if he wants to go and take his pishtan. His flax has to be taken out of soaking it. Rashi says, Kohani is upsedi lovid lo. All these things are going to be a loss if we don't do it for him. So we go and we take that out for him. Vitzamer lalos menayora, let's say every wool that's in the dye, and they have to take it out so it doesn't get ruined. Umar beats and sadeo mishtaki onus amayim shalo, and you go out and you water his field and other people's field when it comes time to do such an idea. Rashi says they used to go ahead and have like a Toranut, you know, where they would switch around turns of what's going on when it gets to his turn, every day or every week or whatever it is, they go and we are allowed to do this for him.
Rabbi Yehuda adds to this idea. Now, what we see so far, though, nonetheless, is like Rav Shisha, Rav Idi, who says that it's going to be usher to go out and do this, even though you're going to lose out when you're an avel. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, af zorin lo sdei nira, that they're even allowed to go out and be soda, zora, a plow, a field, rashi, soda charusha, a plowed field, they're allowed to go out and they're allowed to put seeds for him. Vishad, visada ha'omed, is a pishtan, or the field, let's say that's there, that's ready to be put pishtan over there. Rashi says, shim lo tizra achshav, if you don't plant it now, be kind of elechin roi le pishtan, if it's going to be lost, if you don't do it right now, so we could do that. Vishad ha'omed, pishtan, we allow other people going to do it for him. Amru lo, Hacham says back to Rabbi Yehuda, says, nine, you're not allowed to do that either. You're not allowed to people do it. You know why? Because im lo tizra bachir, tizra ba'afil. If you don't do it in this earlier season, you'll do it in the later season. It's not a real loss. Im lo tizra pishtan, if you don't want to do pishtan, then tizra mimenachi, you can do another min. That's not going to get ruined. So it's just a small little stick of loss. Therefore, it's fine. And we're not allowed to do it for him. Rabbi Shemuel Mielo, Mary says, zeisiv afuchim vein shemumen elhu. Let's say you're in a matzav where they all get flipped over. And there's nobody there but him. If his thing needs to get sealed off, if his pitcher, but there's no expert except for him. He said we have to take his flax outside of the water that's soaking in, or take his tzemer, his wool, from the yore, from the vat where they died. Should do all these things, bitzina. This is talking about his own private stuff. He do bitzina. I said even more than that. Vayter, get vayter. Imay umen the rabbin. If he was an umen for the rabbin, for the masses, the sapro balon the rabbin. Let's say he is a, you know, umen is an expert in a particular field for the rabbin. The sapro balon the rabbin, who is a sapar, who is a haircutter, or is a balan, is a person who takes care of people who go to the merpes amerchatz, the bathhouse. And he knows what he's doing. V'igia is a regel. V'ein sham umen elhu. And it comes to the regel, and there's no one there but him. Hareze yase. He goes and he does it. It isn't for the dupatzina, because this is someone who's doing it for the rabbim. Okay, we're not done with the Bryce. Now we get some interesting cases. Harisen v'chachirin v'kablonim. This harisen is a sharecropper. A chachir is a type of, I'll explain in a second, and a kablonim, those are people that get hired. So a sharecropper is somebody who goes ahead and he gets the way that his deal works out is mekabel sadus shnayim leshlish ulrevia. He gets a certain percentage and he gives a percentage that goes over to the owner. Whatever he makes, he gives the owner a percentage of it. Whatever is left over, he gets to keep. A chachir is someone who gets he gets charged how much he uses the land for, and he could pay based off of the stuff, the crops that come out of it. And whatever is left over, he gets to keep, is to pay a certain amount. And then we have the last case is a kablan. This is someone who gets paid a certain amount by the owner, work the field, however much time it is, and has nothing to do with what comes out of the land, but just a matter of work that he puts in. So these things, if they end up becoming avelim, then you have other people to go and do the work for them. But if you have people somebody who rents a chamor or a gamal or a sapanim, that means boats, these lo yasu, you're not allowed to do it for them. And if the guy ends up losing out, he loses out. V'mayim muchrach muchkarin or muskarin eitzal acherim, because who's losing out? He's the only one that's losing out. Rashi says, lo yaskir lechatchila, fisham alacha shalahem, which is that particular person who rented it. V'mayim muchkarin or muskarin eitzal acherim, but if they are then used for other people, some of the only rent you had to go and use it, and you give someone else and go and do it, because why should those other people have to lose out? Schir yom, let's say a person gets hired for one day, I feel a bir acheris, even in another city, lo yase, you don't do the work, you stop where you are. Rashi explains that schir yom echad means la afilu bir acheris, even in another city, vein yodim sham, shu, ava, they don't know he's enough, ava, lakam shamar science, no mar science. You think, like, what's the big deal? I think I do the work, because no one's going to know. Lo yase, holu bi yodil achsu kadaminan, Poel Choser Rafilu B'chatzai Yom V'lekab Seidu Gulahai. There's a brought down above a comma that a worker is allowed to go ahead and he's allowed to be Choser on this deal even up till half a day, and there's no considered a big Seidu, therefore you stop right there. Let's say you have the work of somebody else in your hands. They hired you to do such a thing. And then a person became an avel. Rashi explains, bebayis, could go and beg a liar, give this clothing to go and to weave. Holy Rishusei Legomro, it's in your shoes to do it. L'achizman, hare elu lo yasu. It can be done, particularly, you know, you have to get it done eventually, so don't do it now. Afapisha shebi kibolas, even though it's a kibolas. Lo yasa, even though there's no particular time period, you're allowed to go ahead, you're not allowed to go ahead and do it. Rashi says, Valfabisha shebi kibolas. You don't go ahead and you don't do the work. He doesn't have to do it. I could do it later, therefore hold off. Frek the Gemara, the Lashon is a bit interesting because you said even though you're hired out, which seems to imply that if you understand, you take it back. We're saying, even though you were hired to do a particular thing with no particular amount of time, and you didn't have to know when you weren't hired for a particular thing at the time, that for sure, you're not allowed to do it. Says Gemara, Adarabba, kibolas kididei dami. When you go and you take a kibolas, then it's like yours. Kibolas is like, whenever you get it done, get it done. But if it's not kibolas, then if it's in a kibolas, then that means you have a particular time to get it done. That means that really you should have to do the work. Why are you making it sound like you shouldn't have to? Ela Emo, you should say, Bein Kibolos, Bein She'en Kibolos, L'yase. Don't say it's like a Kavachomer, Lomi Boy Kamer, but rather it's Bein Kibolos, Bein She'en Kibolos, L'yase. You don't go ahead and you do the work, as it says it straight up. Let's flip it on that. Not that he's the worker, but he has something and he hired someone else to do it for him. His work is in someone else's hands, but basically, so he can't do it in his house. Why? Because in the house of the Avel, because people are going to be closer, they're going to think that he's doing the work or he's helping them, or they think that they hired this person that day, and that's going to be something that's not okay. By Sacher, if it's someone else's house, then it's going to be fine. Story time. Mary the Torah, these two great sages, they are two ox that they put the ole on them, and they would go ahead and they would plow the field together. Isru bei milsa b'mar b'redurav acha b'redurav, and one of them, something happened. Rashi explains, means avelis, they became an avel. So what they do, paskel gamer, they took off their ox, they removed it from this partnership, you know, to not go and work. Amrav Ashi, gav rabba kamar b'redurav acha avinachi, such a great person like that, behaved in such a way. I don't get it. Nihi, the love say the day lo chayish, and it's saying he wasn't chayish, he didn't mind about his own particular lies, loss, Rash says the local ma'avir ara migamle mishum deivu, because he's an avel. But adacherim lo chayish, he's not worried about the other people. You don't care about the yenim. The other guy's going to end up losing it out. Rash says, could go and marry on lo chayish, the local mishadir legamle, havale pseida, the la havale behem alacharos v'kevin, this is an animal to plow. V'kevin the sharik at the tanyam, how you mochrachin. Then Havali the Mechashib said to the Chabi, should have been worried about his friends lost. Aiva, Tanya, we learned that by so it says, Emahayu Muskarin, Om Mukhrachin, Hinsal Acherim, Har Elu Yasi, do it so other people end up losing out. So how come over here you're allowed to go ahead and have the guy lose out? Vahu Savar, but he held Adam Chashav Shani. We deal with Adam Chashav, Marbury Rav Acha. Says Rashi says, the Hava Ha Asil, the Dilma, it'd be Asir for him to do both of these type of things because of his particular status. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.